Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller. William Skip Miller is the name on all of his books, including Proactive Sales Management, including Proactive Selling, including Ultimate Sales Toolkit, available wherever books are sold, and at his website, m3learning.com. You know, folks, one of the advantages that you have as a listener of my show is that you get to hear really smart people like Skip Miller when they're working on their new books, their new efforts, whatever it is they're working on, and they bring their work product, so to speak, on the show, and they serialize. Many times we've serialized many important books over the 17 years I've been doing the show, and so Skip, you're working on, thanks again, by the way, welcome back, and you're working on a new book where you talk about a couple of different ways people make decisions to buy from you, a couple of different decision maker types, and I've asked you to sort of do a little pre-launch of the idea of your book here.
Yeah, sure. And that'll be out in February, and you can pre-order on Amazon. But the book is called Selling Above and Below the Line. So, like everybody else, we've done the sales and sales management training and consulting thing for a long, long time. And for some reason, we do a lot of work with companies who sell to small business owners. So we kind of understand the small business SMB market pretty well. It kind of just pushed me into thinking when salespeople are calling on a company, they're typically talking to someone that we call is below the line, the user buyer, the person who's going to use the product. And he has a checklist of what he wants. He wants it to run this fast, be in blue, you know, do this.
Features
do that,
and benefits.
Without a doubt. And it's a value proposition. You're going to be competitive. It's really important to train your salespeople to have your pitches in all below the line. Well, what happens then is that the guy goes, I love your stuff. Let's go talk to my boss. So we put an executive below the line pitch together, which summarizes what we've done with the below the line person, and we go above the line to the C-suite or whatever you want to call it. And we start talking in below the line language. And the above the line person's got a totally different value proposition. He wants to know, or she wants to know, how much is this going to pay back? How much time is this going to save me? How much risk is this going to mitigate? How faster can we do things? You know, they have a totally different value proposition.
Because when he or she looks at this person that you pitch to first, they're not looking at what those people do as incremental cogs. They're looking at that as a module of their business that plugs into their whole business.
Exactly right. I told my office manager the other day she can get a new laptop. You know, here's the budget for it and everything else like that. And budget's a great below-the-line word, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, I want this one laptop, and it costs like $800.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. And she went to the store and looked at all the features and benefits and stuff and which laptop she wanted. Me? Why did I do it? Because her laptop was the only one not talking to the whole network in the office.
Right.
And it was a pain in the butt and and all the complaints. You know, now she's working probably 10% faster.
Right.
So I paid $800 to get 10% more productivity out of her.
And all the other stuff, all the stuff that she wanted to do meant nothing to you.
I don't even know what laptop she bought.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So you've got to have two pitches, the below-the-line pitch and the above-the-line pitch. And, Jim, the best analogy I can come with is, I'm assuming that you come from a pretty good-sized family.
Yep.
So you have got four grandkids, right?
Mm-hmm. And a family of five originally, yeah.
Oh, man. So do you remember when you were 13, 12, 10 years old?
I'd rather not, but I do.
And everybody got together for Sunday dinner.
Yep.
And there was a kids' table and adult table.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody at the adult table wanted to sit with the kids, and the kids didn't want to sit with the adults because they were all talking different languages.
That's right.
That's the exact same value proposition that's going on in our small business owners' customers. And
that's right.
You can't bring kid table language when you start talking to adults. It's
and you may, if you're doing your job as often as possible, instead of plugging in with the with the manager below the line, you better plug in with the executive above the line first. Because I'd rather be introduced down than up, but you certainly can't take below the line language on your first call with someone above the line.
Sir, do you have 5 minutes? I'd love to show you the features and benefits of this new computer.
When you see him reaching for a button on his desk, folks, buckle up because that's the ejection seat.
But think about it. Then the guy's going to go, no, that decision is left to Jane. It's Jane's decision.
Yep.
Well, that's right, on which computer, but if she wants the $1,500 one and you only gave her $1,000 for budget, no, now the decision's both, but you can't take below the language above the line. You got to say, Mr. Smith, I know the computer is $800 more than original, or $500 more than budget, but you're going to get a 15% productivity out of Jane by doing this.
Well, see, if they were smart, though, what should have happened was instead of selling you one computer, if that company that sold her that computer, if they'd been out in the marketplace, they would have knocked on your door, Skip, and said, "Are all your computers talking to each other?" Well, what would that mean? And they would have sold you five computers instead of one.
Above the line,
because they talked about what it would do. Yeah.
But how many companies, Jim, train their salespeople in above the line language?
None, but not many.
There you go.
Not many.
No. So my hope for small business owners is to start teaching your salespeople some business acumen.
Yep.
What do C-level people...
And let me tell you something. Since 2008, more and more decisions are being made above the line in corporate America.
Yes, they are.
Quick break. And maybe one of the reasons why a lot of small businesses aren't doing so well these days. Intel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Skip Miller.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.